Look at that sunset. It's so annoyingly perfect. No, it is beautiful, it is. It's just, Ignore me. I'm just being ridiculous. Well, it's our last night together here, and it couldn't be more perfect. I mean, the beach is deserted, the sky is on fire. The fire is warm, but not so warm that I don't have the excuse to cuddle up to you in the chill of the night air. This is a romance novel cliche. The perfect end to a holiday romance, and that's so fucking annoying. Because I don't want it to end. I don't want us to end. You feel the same. That makes it worse. Oh, you know, I never intended for this to happen. I wasn't looking for this. I just wanted a holiday. I just wanted to relax. I just wanted to be antisocial and not talk to anyone. And then you walked into me and spilt my tea and I was screwed. I was so miffed when you did that, by the way, just so annoyed. And then I looked into your eyes and, oh boy. And you insisted on making it up to me by buying me breakfast and thus our holiday romance began. It's weird being on holiday. Being so far from home, the normal rules don't apply. You get carried away, you get distracted, you... I don't know if it was the sunshine. I don't know if it was the beach. I don't know if it was your smile. But I got carried away. And before I knew it, we were spending every moment of every day together. So much for being antisocial. Oh no, darling, I enjoyed it. I loved it. It was perfect. It was paradise. I mean, this is paradise. But it wasn't real. Not really, because it's a holiday romance. And holiday romances, by their very nature, are finite. They have a natural end, which is fine, because I'm an adult. And I convinced myself that I tried to convince myself. I was fooling myself. No. Not like that. I was fooling myself into thinking that the thought of going home tomorrow, it fills me full of dread. Because I've fallen in love with you. I've fallen in love with you. Completely. Stupidly. So stupidly. I can't believe that I did this. I thought I could keep it light, just a holiday romance. Just enjoy the time we have together, go back home and just have happy memories. But I messed up because I have fallen in love with you. Completely and utterly, messily in love with you, and my heart is breaking because this is our last night together and the perfect sunset, the perfect fire, the perfect beach, the perfect moment. It's pissing me off because I don't want to say goodbye. I don't want to go back home. I don't want happy memories. I want you. Because I love you. You love me too. Bugger. Oh no. It makes me so happy to know that you feel the same, that we're in love, but it makes it worse because I'm losing so much more now. Because now I know that I love you so much. It doesn't have to end. I wish that were true. But how many holiday romances have you heard of that actually survived the trip home? I'm sure they all start off with the best of intentions. But real life has a way of ripping intentions apart. The real world. It's not as gentle as sunny skies and deserted beaches. I don't want to ruin this, and I will, because I do love you, I do, but I'm scared. It's better just to end it here. It's better just to have a happy ending, but I don't want a happy ending. I don't want it to end. I love you so much, and I'm scared about what's going to happen when I get on that plane tomorrow. I'm scared of being without you. So don't get on the plane. Oh wow, that would solve all my problems, right? Staying here, not going home. That would be perfect. But we can't do that. We can't. can't just not go home. We have lives, we have jobs, you can't be serious. You're serious. No, I would love to stay here. But this isn't real. This isn't. No. How I feel about you is real. I love you. I love you so much. And. But. This is a holiday romance. This wouldn't work in the real world, and we could make it work if we wanted to. But you have a life and I have a life, and making a new life. You do realize that this is straight out of a romance novel. And I mean not even a good one. I mean a really trashy romance novel. This is a crazy idea. This is such a bad idea. And I'm actually thinking about it. I honestly don't know. Give me tonight. Let me think about it, and in the morning I wish I was less practical. I wish I could just say yes right now, but there's a lot. And honestly, I'm terrified. So let's have tonight, this perfect night with its perfect sunset and its perfect fire and the perfect kiss. Yes, that was a hint. And I'm not saying no. I'm saying maybe. Oh, you're going to convince me, are you? Are you that much of a good kisser? You are. Convince me. I want you to. Okay. Give it your best shot. I love you.
I love you so much.
And I really hope. Okay. Give it your best shot.